Thanks to a law signed last week, Illinois' public universities and community colleges are finally getting state money for the first time since last summer. Still, some say it's not enough. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. A bipartisan deal is sending $600 million to higher education, but it wasn't spread out evenly. Most schools got 30% of last year's funding. Chicago State University got 60%. Senator Donnie Trotter, a Chicago Democrat, says that's because CSU was on the precipice of a shutdown.
We certainly wanted to give them as much of their funding as we could, and at the same time, find what we thought was an adequate amount of dollars for these universities that didn't express the urgency as much as it was at Chicago State.
Other schools call that unfair. Trotter's sponsor of a new plan, which won a Senate committee's approval, it would get all universities and colleges up to the 60% mark. It would be paid for, but in a tricky way, by not restoring money the state borrowed from some of its own accounts. I'm Amanda Vinicky.